Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to two bonus episodes a week, video feeds, and more. Visit reallifesci-fi.show. We've got all of our other links on there. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's our good friend, I don't know, Golden Jacket winner, Aaron Moles.
Yeah. When's the jacket arriving?
It should have been there. Is it? Is it not?
I ask every time I'm on, and I never get it.
Wait, you
do you have a camera for porch pirates? I mean, that's pretty common.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm in an apartment, so I wouldn't expect anyone to steal anything. But then again, I don't know. Maybe I can't trust anybody.
I see a lot of videos of apartment porch pirates. They call them hallway heathens.
Well, mine goes directly to the outside, and there's a gate, so... If anyone steals it, it's someone internal. The call is coming from inside the house if someone's doing that.
Yeah, your neighbors.
Yeah, that's scary. So that's why I didn't get my jacket.
Yeah, they probably got one. Sorry.
It's winter, so I'm going to see someone walking around with it, and I'll find them that way.
You'll know which one it is because we sewed your face into the lining. The lining is just a pattern of all yous.
Nice.
Ooh. Yeah. So just go up to anyone that has a gold jacket and rip it open and look at the inner lining. Okay.
Yeah, that's how I find it.
And you might not be able to rip it because it's a Faraday cage. So like there's a whole layer of mesh.
Yeah.
We designed it to be anti-alien.
Sure. But you can put your cell phone in it. That's awesome. Like talking.
Yeah. And then no one can steal. It's like an RF. It's like an
RFID.
Yeah.
It's like those wallets you get to block the RFID shit. Only it's a whole jacket and it's a Faraday cage.
Damn. Wow.
It's too bad that your neighbor stole it.
Yeah.
So Mose has been on the show a bunch of times. We're not going to do the wow scale because he was just here September a couple months ago. And he's like, you know, a two or three. You just described yourself the best. What did you say? A healthy dose of skepticism with a dash of open-mindedness?
Yes, that's succinct and to the point.
So, I mean, fuck it. Let's get to the topic. Willie, are you ready?
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, did the world actually end in 2012 and we just weren't aware of it? Join us as we unravel the mystery of what really happened in 2012. We will journey into the unknown and challenge our perceptions of reality in this thought-provoking exploration of the world-ending event that you might have missed tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
So this is kind of like, remember when Bugmane was on the show during our first year and he said that 9/11 was the beginning of the simulation? Is that kind of like this?
Yeah.
Well, a little bit.
I mean, my first initial take on this is we'll go through all the different 2012 events that people were afraid of, including myself a little bit. But let's say something happened and everybody on Earth died. When you picture people taking DMT and they're like, oh, it felt like I was in there for months. It was 5 minutes. Well, if we all died at the same time, everybody got a DMT kick. When does time stop happening, and how long do you get to realize that you are dead? What if it takes forever for your brain to acknowledge your death? Because a microsecond could last forever because that energy, there's no time within that energy is my right. thought. So
how did the world end?
Well, there's a bunch of different ways.
Yeah. What's your favorite one, Moles?
Well, there's the discovery of the Higgs boson, which is like the most basic. It's called the God particle. It's like the most basic form that allows matter to exist, basically. I'm going to butcher the description. I'm not a scientist. But there's the theory that we peeked behind the curtain and we saw like the Matrix. We saw the code. And ever since then, the simulation has been rewriting itself to be more and more absurd.
Wait, okay. So it's a simulation also?
I mean, it ties into simulation theory.
There's a couple versions where it is. Yeah.
That life went on beyond 2012 is the simulation. So it is kind of like what Bugmane was talking about.
But is it Is it DMT or is it simulation or is it both or is it either?
It's like Lost when they all found themselves in purgatory in the final season after they all died. It could be that too.
We all saw it coming from the very beginning. And then instead of changing it, they had no idea what they were actually going to do. So they were just like, yeah, I guess we'll just go with what everyone thought it was.
Yeah.
But that was like a trippy place to be. They're on an island with a smoke monster and like computers underground. So how do you explain this life? It's worse. It's more boring than real life. Or maybe it's not. Trump's our president again. That's weird. There's wars and stuff. Maybe that's fun.
I mean, we have world leaders openly talking about nuclear war now, which is not where we were 10 years ago.
If you guys are right, oh, man, that sucks. I don't want this to be my afterlife. Like, I already did this. You know, sorry, I'm just fucking tired. I keep yawning. I already did this. I don't want this to be my DMT dream escape.
Well, what would
just more reality?
How could we? I know, right? How only because your brain defined everything. It's like, okay, like let's just perpetuate this. How do you crack the code to prove to yourself that whether it's a simulation or a DMT thing, like how can you crack that code?
Well, for one, like if it's a simulation, you don't really crack that code, right? Like there's really no reason to. Because what would you do with that information unless you could become Neo and like fly around and jump into other men?
Well, that's the hope, right?
Right. Right. Right.
Sort of. We're aware of it. We just need to learn how to travel. Use it.
Wait, this is. I don't know if we've ever talked about this. Maybe we have. There's a documentary. Oh man, maybe we've talked about this. I don't remember. There's a documentary, and this guy is like, I figured out something really weird. If you take DMT and you shine a laser onto the wall stare. Did we talk about this, Willie?
We mentioned it once for a second, but yeah. I haven't seen it, but I've seen ads for the thing. Have you heard of this, Moles?
No. What is this?
So he shines a laser into like a crystal or something. It reflects it onto the wall. And everybody's doing DMT. As they look at the code on the wall, or the laser on the wall, it's code.
Okay.
Like Matrix style code.
Like,
it looks like a window. Like the laser on the wall looks like a window and you're seeing beyond the window. So it's like, it's kind of like a magic eye thing where like there's code, but it looks like it's beyond there. And here's why I know that it's bullshit, because they describe it exactly like the Matrix code. So it's like, okay, yeah, you're just like hallucinating.
You saw it in a movie in your brain.
Yeah. Well, that plus the smallest reflected version of a laser. Yeah, your brain might make it an alphabet if it's so small. Zoop, connect the dots.
Yeah.
There's no way there's actual code on a fucking laser that you have to do DMT. Like, fuck that guy. Like, I hate it. But the whole thing is set up like, oh, I didn't tell these guys what they were supposed to see. I just made them do DMT and then put a laser against the wall. And then had them look, and they said that they saw the code. And it's like, well, I don't really trust you.
Well, your mental frequency is attuned to this world. And when you take DMT, you know, attunes to a different frequency, which allows you to see reality differently, man. And then when, you know, you look at the code, you see it.
But it's also kind of like, okay, like this gives me no recourse. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, memorize this code and then like, what, figure it out?
Well, the scientists at CERN are clearly wasting their time because this is what they need to do.
Everyone should be doing DMT. I've never done it. I really want to.
I mean,
if anyone can mail me DMT, I would please reach out.
If we could all do it together, like at a hospital.
Why at a hospital?
If anything happens, I'm already plugged in.
Yeah.
You're just describing One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Now we're all going to like think that we're in a mental institution if we do DMT in a hospital.
It's California. I mean, they have hospitals like that now where you take ketamine and
I don't think they don't look like hospitals though. No, they look like nice rooms. They look like Tommy Lee's there. Tommy Lee's always there. Remember James Vanderbeek? He's there.
Oh, nice. I always wondered what happened to him.
I really liked him, but then he got really into DMT.
There's this new age version of the next world, which is that if enough people are enlightened, they can enlighten everyone else. If enough of society what some of them are saying is that once we do get to that point, our consciousness will actually shift into a higher dimension, and then it'll just be a whole nother realm, but like people may not notice the shift kind of thing. Yep.
No, that's kind of the part of the theory here. It's like no one noticed it. But we shifted downward. We went into a darker timeline, I believe. We need like a Jesus to come here and like, you know, rally us all to elevate our consciousness or something, or a Buddha.
I did always think that there would be somebody claiming to be Jesus and it would be on the news. Has he returned? Like, what do you think?
Yeah.
I'm glad that hasn't happened, but
it's really him, but it gets sensationalized to where he gets like ratioed on Twitter and stuff like that. No one wants to believe it. And it's the real
everyone deal. Watching TV all of a sudden is drinking wine. Oh, and then he disappears. Oh shit. It was him.
And we all realize collectively. Yeah. That's the moment.
Jesus would be used to that, right? Isn't that how he's always been treated?
Yeah. No, we shit on every iteration of Jesus every time. So. Yeah.
So he'd just be like, he's like an Eeyore, like, well, I guess they don't like me, Dad.
I guess it's the third coming now.
Yeah, I guess they killed me again, but this time it was just in the middle of the night and someone kind of did it randomly and it wasn't even news.
They did it at WrestleMania, which is kind of weird. Like, it was an AT&T stadium. I don't get it.
So does that mean before 2012, it wasn't a simulation and we were all alive and it was real? So 9/11 was real?
Yes, 9/11 was real.
Okay.
That is weird. Well, that was also the end of like what the world we knew growing up. But it still kind of prattled along. But it does feel like everything's gotten progressively darker and worse since then.
You could say that going back as far as the 70s, is that when everyone in America only, is that when everyone kind of got along for the first time, the 70s, but not really, but like it wasn't that bad, you know? It's kind of,
I remember 9/11 being a unifying event at first for like the first up until the Iraq war, I think is maybe 2002 before the Iraq war, but we were pretty unified. Like George W. Bush had a 90% approval rating. Like people.
Oh my gosh.
We're mostly on the same page just after
that. That was because America was still used to thinking that a wartime president was helping America or whatever. Yeah.
But that illusion was still there. It was still there after 9/11.
Right.
And I feel, maybe it was Obama. Maybe it changed during Obama because there was a lot of optimism when Obama got elected. But by the end of his presidency, there was still a lot of. It still got very contentious. And 2012 is actually a pretty good year for that divide starting to grow again into what we have today, which is even worse.
Well, but let's talk about 2012 a little bit, because it seems like the only reason this is the topic is because of the Mayan calendar, right? But
that's
like,
what started the ball, yeah.
But whatever really happened in 2012, that was there any kind of thing that happened in 2012? No, right? Like,
well, you mean any documentable fact things? I mean, because they're definitely.
I'm not saying like this is what killed us or anything. I'm just saying like, was there a major change in any way that we could look at and be like, oh, it makes sense because that's when we all died.
Well, we were all living together. Us three were roommates in 2012.
Okay.
So anything weird around the house? Did maybe we destroy the timeline? We're like you in the kitchen and you're making pizza and it burned?
No, I mean, 2012. Like, what the fuck happened in 2012? Who was even president? Because my math is failing.
It was
me,
the Obama-Romney election and Obama was president.
Oh, okay. So he beat Romney in 2012?
Yeah.
So, okay. What about
that? That's just one thing that was going on.
Romney actually won. And for some reason, ended the world. I don't know how. I don't care about Romney.
He's pretty around.
Do the end of the world move, but he did apparently. And then our collective subconscious went Trump. Right? It was within Obama, then Trump.
Yeah.
Wow.
2012 to 2016. Were there any changes?
I mean, that kind of. Yeah, that makes sense that we all just hallucinated that Trump would be our president for some reason.
It is, yeah, it's still weird. Yeah.
I mean, I saw a thing that was like, and I don't know how accurate this was, but basically like 2012 was the shift for Americans, at least. They kept saying humanity, to just go full on digital everything. I'm like, well.
Oh, yes. 2012 was the year when social media was considered ubiquitous, meaning like everywhere. Like Instagram really blew up that year. That was when everybody finally, you know, between that 2008, 2012 period, really got on Facebook. Everybody.
The young people were getting on Instagram. The old people were getting on Facebook.
Yeah.
Twitter was like one of those change counter machines where like the young ones went straight into the Instagram and then the old ones kind of went into Facebook.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the idea that I was picking up on was that if we were in a simulation and ended, our simulation was just perpetuating, or they needed to keep us alive or whatever, of course we would all go digital because that was what was running the simulation. Perpetuating the simulation was digital.
Yeah. We transcended our humanity in some ways to lean more on digital interaction than physical. I don't know if that's a 2012 specific thing, though.
No, definitely not. And I mean, so yeah, you know, everybody knows this, but I'll just say it again. Yeah, the Mayan calendar ended on December 21st, 2012. But the thing that, you know, was 144,000 day cycle, Bakhtun, whatever, was the beginning of a new one. The Mayans always celebrated rebirth, not death. So we came up with that too. But I'm always weirded out by our calendars in general, how accurate they are, because when we shifted to the new calendar, the thing that I've always heard was that whoever was in charge back then and changed the calendar, it must have been the Romans back in, you know, Julius and whatnot, that they actually said that they were in the next millennium just to have the power of like, well, new year, new ties, new everything. We weren't on a 12-month calendar before that. And when you shift to a 12-month calendar, did they accurately connect the year from Jesus? I doubt it.
No, I mean, a lot of that's, you know, we took from all sorts of things to create that calendar for sure.
I mean, come on. Like, I know you're using that as like the temple of when it was supposed to be, but like, it's not it can't be based on Jesus, right? That's so weird.
Anu Domini, I believe, is what AD stands for. I forget what that means in Latin.
I've just been totally into people that were still on a
Anu Domini. Yeah, the year of our Lord. Okay, sorry, that's a Christian thing.
I just think it's made up. It's all made up. 2,000 years is completely made up. Well, now it's 2024 or whatever. It's so fucking made up. So the whole calendar thing.
I think they missed hundreds of years. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. What are we even doing? I think 2,000 years is since we started keeping track. I don't think it's like since anything. You know, it's just like 2,000 years ago is when the calendar was made that we know of. That's how I think of it. And everything before that was like markings on trees, like in Survivor.
But they definitely were on a 10-month calendar. And there's definitely a lot of 13-month calendars that I've been following because I love the 13-month calendar.
Were those named after Roman emperors too, like the months? Because July is Julius Caesar. August is Augustus.
Yeah, but October is
I've never heard that. That's
crazy. October. No, that's
where
it comes
from. Yeah.
Picture September is 7, even though it's a 9th month. October is 8, even though it's a 10th month.
Right.
November means 9.
October is really weird.
December 10, Deca. So they added the 2 months before them, and they never adjusted them. They still have the math names to them. So it's stupid.
I did not know.
Who's they, though? Who's they? I mean, like,
the Romans. The Christian Romans.
But wait, I got lost. So what are you saying? That the
talking about
like
calendars.
Obvious
when they changed it to a 12-month calendar, it was the Romans, but I think they lied about what year it was to be ahead, and they didn't change the names of the months because the last 4 months of the year still correlate to it being a 10-month calendar.
Yeah, the end of the calendar, they're like numbers, kind of.
They say they added the months of July and August were added 44 BCE.
Okay, and then they just kind of revised backwards and said, yeah, this is about when Jesus was here.
Whatever, fuck calendars. It's all boring and like it's made up, right?
Yeah,
I'd rather talk
exactly
about this not made up thing where we all died in 2012.
Yep, totally. Yeah, that's where we are. We're
I mean, all this calendar stuff like, was just to laugh at going like, well, the Mayan calendar doesn't add up to ours. So
2012 was arbitrary anyway, because we're misreading the Mayan calendar.
But also, there was a huge solar storm that year, huge solar cycle. So in my mind, I was like, oh, were these Mayans, because they were aware of like solar sunspots. And I was going like, oh, was this Bakhtun something like a solar cycle that we weren't aware of? It released so much energy, and it basically was just shooting bullets and just missed us, you know?
Yeah.
But
it was a big one.
Well, let's just talk about like the theory of everyone being dead. So then like there's been a lot of people who have died since 2012. Like, what is that?
They've reached the end point of their simulation and they get to leave.
Well, my take is either we are a collective consciousness or we are individuals. And like, I don't exist actually. And so everything that I'm doing is just in your consciousness. So your brain has created this whole world. And so when people die, it's just because people used to die, but it's all made up in your simulation of your brain.
So this is all made up. Everything is happening in my brain right now.
No, it's happening in my brain.
Well, we're going to have a fight about this.
That's what an NPC would say.
You don't exist anymore, Wade. Boom. Away.
Please, please. I would love for that to happen. If I poofed out of existence, that is my dream.
Yeah, you're all me, really. You're all just figments of my subconscious.
What am I? What do I represent in your subconscious?
You're like an inverse me in some ways. We're all the
inverse,
same age,
you think?
Roughly. Yeah. You're my dark shadow.
You're Dexter?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the Dark Traveler. I'm sorry. That's the Dark Traveler.
That's right.
But like, so, well, first of all, who came up with this? And like, can you give me any kind of like footholds to climb this wall of we're all dead or on DMT? Like, what are they saying?
Well, Mandela effect stuff too. I don't know how much you guys have talked about that.
We've talked about it a ton.
Yeah. And, everybody talks about Mandela effect. Yeah.
That's
just bad memory to me.
Yeah. One idea is that this solar storm did hit us. Earth is gone, but our consciousness existed and our consciousness just built the world to continue in. So it turned into a simulation without anybody noticing the change.
Our collective consciousness couldn't agree that we were dead. So we're perpetuating.
But in that one, are we autonomous or is that the same as you all exist in my head?
I believe that autonomous is accurate, but all the same consciousness. So the collective consciousness perpetuated itself.
It's like
but
reality
we all still think we have our own decision making or whatever.
Yeah, reality is what we individually, as individuals, agree on what reality is. If that makes
sense. Yeah, but we're sitting here talking about not agreeing on it, right?
In the aggregate, we can all agree that we're on Zoom. We can all agree that we're talking.
Yeah.
So that's and all that really exists is the present moment. So that verifiably exists is the present moment.
What if I just disappear? Like, what if I just had an awakening and you saw light and then I just disappear?
You know what would happen? Willie and I, our brains would rationalize and I'd be a guest on just Willie's podcast. And we would just remember.
Yeah, I would be rewritten. Like I would. Yeah.
The simulation would tie up the seams and it would just be like it was always Willie's podcast the entire time.
That'd be pretty cool, actually. Like, if you get to the afterlife and they're like, oh, we got to just wrap up these loose ends here. Like,
yeah,
you disappeared during this podcast and now we have to make it so that you were never on it. And I'm like, well, I was kind of proud of that podcast. And I'm like, shut up. You won't leave a legacy. It's a simulation. What do you even care?
The afterlife doesn't give a fuck.
Well, I don't know. I felt like I did pretty good. What about Rick and Morty? And they'd be like, it's fake. It's all fake. Doesn't matter. And then they try to introduce me to some weird sport that I wouldn't be good at. Blubble ball. Because I don't have the chops yet to like float around.
But
with
maybe,
my brain
maybe you
powers.
Play it and it's like an instinctual thing and just everybody knows how to play it.
What if I'm the best blubble ball player?
Yeah. And it doesn't exist on Earth and you're just in the wrong place.
Yeah. I can't wait. I cannot.
You're just so used to gravity. That's all.
Yeah. Once I get over this whole gravity thing. It's like when someone plays in Mile High City and they can't breathe.
Yeah.
But once you get acclimated to it.
I've never been to Colorado, but you guys know that.
Well, you can go there all you want, but as soon as I start chasing you, that's when you can't hang.
Oh, all right.
I've honestly never really experienced the altitude thing because I'm old now. And so I feel like I get out of breath no matter what stairs I climb,
right,
whether they be in the Mile High City or not, you know?
I recently went back to Estes Park and I went up some stairs. I was like, holy fuck, dude. I thought I was in shape. Yeah. I definitely like felt, I was like, oh yeah, haven't been here in a long time.
It's too bad for people who grow up there because you never know that it's good, that it's an advantage. And then you don't go into sports, right? Because like nobody goes into sports.
Yeah.
It's like in the Expanse, how there's people that grew up without gravity in the belt.
And they're all weak and shit, right?
Yeah. The gravity just fucks them up when they step outside in high gravity.
I didn't get very far in the Expanse. I think I did two seasons.
It's pretty good.
Mm.
No. That is one of those shows that I know what you mean. It doesn't get really good until a real big tentpole event in season two with Thomas Jane. And then when that happens, it's like, then the show clicks for me. And then
I don't know. I probably saw it. I still wasn't into it.
I know. I like a lot of people say that, and I don't want to be the one of those guys like, when you get to season four, it's the best show ever.
Yeah.
We have enough of that shit.
I know. Just, can't you make the show good from the start?
I know, dude.
Like The Wire didn't catch. I mean, That Wire is one of those shows where it wasn't until season three that I saw what they were doing. I was like, oh, this is brilliant.
But the first season, I love
the dock workers season now. I didn't like it until I got to the end of the show. Now I think it's one of the best seasons of the show.
I've always liked the dock workers season.
I didn't like it at first.
Doesn't this ruin every other thing though? I know, I'm sorry. I'm kind of switching my question, but like, doesn't it ruin every other thing that you think, or does it help everything that you think?
It like, justifies the craziness. Everything's fucking crazy right now.
It makes me question it. The perception of, I'm always torn on how long the dying process takes, because they always say your body knows that it's dying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Your certain organs start to shut down, but like if it's something that's just instant and you don't know, and your brain's so smart that it doesn't know either, so it just carries on and creates the same things that you're used to.
Well, let me ask you this then. If we're all DMT psychosis, we're dead, and this is all a hallucination, why isn't it going better? Like for me, why am I making it so hard on myself? Why did I create a strike that decimated the industry? And why did I create an internet that has taken away like most of...
Because you moved to Hollywood to pursue a dream, and that dream has to die before you die.
Oh my God.
We have to reach the end of fucking Hollywood dark. Before Jesus we reach Christ. The end of Wade.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's the only reason I wouldn't be successful is if the entire industry crumbled. Like in my brain, that's the only thing that could happen. Like
it's you.
There's no way I wouldn't make it, I guess, unless there's a strike. And then all of the conglomerates buy all of the media companies and then they stop making shit.
And
even the stuff
dies.
That they do make, they just throw in the garbage and never even air.
Yeah.
That's my brain. I'm sorry.
There was a guy that I was watching talk about this, and he was like, you know, since 2012, everything's been great. And I feel like that's because, and I was like, I was just laughing, going like, okay, you're just like some privileged dude. Was like, maybe got high too much.
He bought like one crypto, he bought like 20 crypto when it was like $300.
Yeah. Or he works in the military industrial complex of some sort.
Like, yeah.
He was like, it's
doing
great
right now.
It's been pretty easy for everyone since 2012. I was like, I don't think the world agrees with you.
Literally everybody else.
Yeah. What is he talking? Like, how would you even make that blanket statement? Like when did he say this? Was it recently?
I felt like it was within the last 5 years.
Oh my God. What a dick.
I know, dude.
Was it pre-COVID? So wait, I created COVID too.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You created COVID.
Fuck. God damn.
Yeah.
And I created the ban on the only thing that makes me happy is these little nicotine pouches. I can't get them anymore.
Those are banned?
They're banned online. It's a whole fucking thing.
Oh, for online sale, yeah. But you did get weed legalized. So
yeah. I mean, I guess it would prove, it's like the whole Matrix thing that guy says, right?
Oh,
Mr.
Yeah.
Smith? Is that his name?
Yes.
He's like, we kept making it too good, and then the humans would reject it. Wasn't that Mr. Smith?
Yes, that was Mr. Smith in the first movie, yep.
Humans could never be happy.
I can smell your stink.
Yeah, that whole thing. So that's what I'm doing. I'm just like creating COVID and shit. just because it's like I'm too happy being miserable.
The world can't be good ever.
I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around this. So everyone's dead and we're all doing this and we're all living in different versions of this.
We don't want to let go of the world. So we've created this hallucination to hold
What's
on
the,
to the world.
The other version, simulation version. Is it much different? I mean, I already asked, like, are we all in this together? And I don't remember the answer. But is that the difference? That like,
yeah. So this is like there's God or there's some other higher intelligence.
Yeah,
we found the Higgs boson in 2012, and we've seen the wizard behind the curtain. Now the wizard's trying to like patch everything up, and it just gets worse because every time you tug on this wire, another thing comes apart, and that's the life that we've been experiencing since 2012, where everything's just gotten progressively worse.
But we're alive still, or as alive as we were previously. Was it always a simulation? No, I mean no. Right,
in the simulation theory, it is.
I feel like more versions of this are simulation theory, and that
it started in 2012. Is that what they're saying?
So many people were aware of all these different apocalyptic versions of 2012 because we subconsciously knew that something was going to happen. And so we all created different stories as to what was going to happen. Because there's also a big, a lot of people thought a big pole shift was going to happen in 2012. And people thought Nibiru was going to happen in 2012. Oh, right. There was this whistleblower from Montauk, the Montauk Project, saying that they had these energy walls that they could walk through and go into different dimensions and whatnot, and that they could time travel. He was saying that whenever they tried to time travel, they could never go past 2012. So
I heard that one.
And
too, yeah.
I remember hearing this long before 2012, going like, and so that kind of helped perpetuate that too, that like something's coming with the end of the world. We don't know what it is. We can time travel forward and backwards, but we can't get past 2012.
They couldn't see and Moonlight then, winning Best Picture. or there's a different timeline. There's one where La La Land wins Best Picture, and there's one where Moonlight wins Best Picture.
I'm more curious about Crash. When was Crash?
Oh, that was like 2006, 2005.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, we might have found it. Argo. Argo won Best Picture in 2012, and Argo is about fake movie.
Mm-hmm,
so isn't that a hint? Hey, this movie about a fake movie won Best Picture in the same way that your world is about a fake world.
It tracks. I mean,
it never should have beat Django Unchained. It never should have beat Silver Linings Playbook. It never should have beat Les Mis.
Django Unchained. I guess Quentin Tarantino's never won for Best Picture, has he?
No, because we would know that speech, right?
I guess so.
Yeah. Yeah, before
you
we get started.
Yeah, a lot of been said about me working in a video store, but I just like feet.
Yeah.
Fingers up the whole time. Yes, yes. And I want you to know that.
Saying the N-word too much.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say, but I wasn't going to stop.
Oh, Grand Budapest Hotel. I'm sorry. I'm just looking through all the Academy Award nominees. And I watched Grand Budapest Hotel last night because ChatGPT was like, if you're looking for like relaxing wind down, check out Grand Budapest Hotel. And I was like, okay. And it was like just as boring and shitty as I remember.
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah, I know, dude. Boring.
I don't know what it's about.
When I was watching it, I was like, am I holding animosity towards this director? Because like, I can't like this.
It sucks because I love a lot of his other stuff.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's like when someone who you really like kind of starts disappointing you, then it's just kind of like, well, fuck you.
Yeah.
Right? Life Aquatic was when I got off of the Wes Anderson.
Me too.
I like that one, but it is weird. It is where it starts to feel like this is just weird. I liked it because it had this. It still had that charm to it, but and I liked the actors and everything. But yeah, then he stops working with Bill Murray as much. Maybe. Altogether, and that's when it falls off.
Oh, it's a small part.
Yeah. Okay. I meant just starring. Like he didn't anchor his projects anymore.
When is he ever?
Life Aquatic, Rushmore. What? Rushmore was all about Bill Murray.
No, it wasn't. It was about the kid. It was about Jason Schwartzman.
It's about both.
So we're just in a purgatory forever. And then what happens when we die? If we're already dead?
Well, there'll be like a grand finale at some point, but it might be like a nuclear exchange or mutual.
So we're all going to die at the same time again?
Yeah. That's when we collectively all accept our deaths.
So maybe it's coming then, because we've got all this strife and nuclear threats. Yes.
Yeah. No, we're in the quickening. We're getting there.
It just has to be an event that we're aware of.
Yeah, and we accept.
Is aliens going to be a part of it? Because I would vote for that.
I'd love that. Yeah.
What if aliens come and kill us all? But then, here's my whole thing with it. If we're already dead, why wouldn't we just continue doing this? Is this what being dead is? Just doing this over and over again? That sucks.
I mean, this is okay. Well, I mean, I don't mind this.
Oh, this is awful, dude. Having to pay rent every month?
We're self-conscious. We're aware of it.
Right. It's supposed to keep going until you're okay with dying.
Yes, right.
I've been okay. I've been waiting. What's going on?
We have to catch up with you.
Oh, what?
Sorry. Me and Willie are holding you back is what's happening.
Oh, my God. I'm collaborating part of this.
I'm too interested in the show. I want to see what happens. I'm like, what happened this week? Ooh. Oh, there's an assassination attempt. Oh, wow. What's this? Now reality is so much more entertaining than the fake stuff.
But I said the 70s was like a nice time, but all those guys were getting killed, right?
The 70s was crazy. There was a revolution in Iran, and
the other guy, the less important Malcolm X. Like, I don't know why I can't think of his name. Who's the fucking guy, the main guy? Martin Luther King.
That was 68, though. That was when RFK and Martin Luther King died the same year, I think.
Oh, so who was 70s?
Wasn't Malcolm X in the 70s? I'm not sure.
Well, probably, if it's only 2 years later.
Oh, he was the only.
I'm sure there were so many 65 world leaders assassinated. Yeah.
Oh, so so 70s were the best time.
He died before Martin Luther King. Yeah.
There was a lot of black television in the 70s. Like, I feel like the 70s was the best.
What's Happening was definitely a great show.
They had a bunch. There were so many more black people on television.
Good Times, literally Good Times, but also the show.
227.
227 was the 80s.
Sanford and Son.
That was 70s. Yep.
Cosby.
Cosby was he had like three or four different giants.
Yeah, he's generational.
I Spy was 70s.
Anyways, 70s are the best.
Well, one thing
I think when they say Make America Great Again, they're talking about 70s.
Yeah. Let's go back to the 70s for sure. One other thing I think that is a bellwether for the end of the world in 2012. It happened late in the year. Do you know any guesses?
Wait, what's a bellwether? Define that.
Like a canary in the coal mine, maybe like bellwether.
What you mean, canary in the coal mine? You can be right about bellwether. I'm not going to look it up. What's your question? Can we predict?
The theory is that because the world ended, we haven't really created anything new culturally since then. And what happened in 2012? I have the answer. I'm just asking rhetorically.
NSYNC broke up.
George Lucas sells Star Wars to Disney. And ever since then, we've just been making more and more Star Wars. We haven't made the new Star Wars.
Right.
And it's just been unoriginal shit.
When did the new Star Wars come out?
2015, but the sale happened in 2012.
Oh, okay. So you're kind of wrong. We made new Star Wars.
We've had cultural stagnation.
We made three new Star Wars.
Yeah, and they all were just derivative bullshit. Andor was good, though. I will say Andor was a really good
show. I liked Andor.
Yeah, I did too.
Season 2 is coming out.
Was it going to be just building a Death Star?
I'm not sure. Yeah, it's going to be hard to top season 1, honestly. I have no idea what they're going to do.
Well, isn't he just like kind of a mercenary? Not even. He's just running from the law, kind of.
But we know he dies in
Rogue One. The rebellion? Yeah.
So there's only so many beats.
Oh, is it? Was he the same guy from Rogue One?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I need to remember what happened in Rogue One. They all died, right?
Yeah, everybody dies in that movie.
And then Darth Vader comes through the hallway and does that cool shit. And then he just like talks to Princess Leia for a second.
I know.
he doesn't talk to Princess Leia, but we see Princess Leia. Yeah.
No, but that's the chronology of it. He's like doing cool shit. And then he sees Princess Leia and he's like, oh, tell me where the fucking plans are.
I know you just left me because I was just there.
Yeah. That there's like 5 minutes between the two movies.
But that hallway, Darth Vader hallway thing is pretty great.
Yeah.
That's one of the best Darth Vader moments, right?
I like Rogue One.
Tearing shit up.
Yeah.
Rogue One's fine, but I wouldn't even call it a Star Wars movie. I don't think there's even one lightsaber in it.
I mean, aside from Darth Vader's, but yeah.
No one gives a fuck about the world. We care about lightsabers.
Yeah.
How do they work?
Right.
Why are they different colors?
Star Wars at its core formula is a perfect storm of cool lightsabers and life lessons or whatever Yoda was doing. But
it couldn't be an easier movie to make.
Arthurian legend. Yeah, yeah. It's very simple and to the point.
I don't know how they fucked it up so bad, honestly.
They just kept adding shit that nobody wanted to it that wasn't anything. It had nothing to do with the serials from the Flash Gordon stuff and the samurai movies.
Was there a like the Phantom Menace? Is there a version where George Lucas went back and added stuff to that?
When it came out on DVD, he did add some scenes that were deleted, but it wasn't like. There wasn't like those special editions or anything like that. Yeah. Attack of the Clones is mostly unchanged, and so is Revenge of the Sith. There's some slight differences in the DVD, though.
Don't you think that the prequels could have been the end of the world? I don't want to get too bug main, but like, this sucks, dude. And if you say they're good, like, you're just wrong. They're so
if you
boring.
Were a kid during those things and you're defending these movies, I can understand that. But for everyone else, because everything I liked when I was a kid was shit.
Really? Everything I liked when I was a kid was awesome.
Yeah, I feel like I romanticize a lot of stuff.
Like, go watch something. Like, listen, I can laugh at Skeletor every fucking day for the rest of my life.
Sure.
But it's not good.
Oh, yeah. TV no, we agree. Yeah, it's bad. I mean, it's all bad if you go back and watch it.
It's all toy commercials, yeah.
But do you think a kid really wants to hear about, like, the trade embargo and Star Wars?
I know, dude. We get the mustard approval from the Senate. Like, you know, Asian vampire?
I had this idea for a Channel 101 show, and it was animated, so I didn't do it. But it was called Trans Megabots. And it was about alien, like Transformers that came to Earth to sell toys of themselves. And you had it was the Importicons versus the Domestobots. And every episode was just like a trade war.
Why don't you make that?
We can make it with AI now.
Yeah, I can probably make it with AI now. Maybe I have a theme song for it too and everything.
Nice, dude. That sounds awesome. I'd buy you the toys.
I'd have to look into it. Let's see if I still have the script. It ends with them passing a law in Congress, though, to increase domestic trade or impose tariffs on the Importicons.
Oh, that's funny. Well, let me ask you this. Out of all the things that you were looking into, because I know we briefly touched on this before the show, that if you're a fan of Terrence McKenna out there, I was depressed when he started talking about Time Wave Zero, which was like picture what, if you know what Bible Code is, I know I'm going off on a weird tangent, but basically he had created this chart of just when important things happen in human history. And he came up with this pattern that, like, look, in 2012, we hit zero. Something big is going to happen. He was one of my favorite people to ever listen to until he started talking about this stuff. And it was like, oh, dude, like you drank your own Kool-Aid. And like you've talked to the mushroom people way too much.
Right.
You created your own religion that isn't real.
Time Warp Zero did end in 2012 too, which is kind of eerie. But it obviously, yeah.
Wait, what did?
Terrence McKenna had this theory called Time Wave Zero. Time Wave Zero is this wave of, there's a novelty, there's a new technological level, like we're seeing with AI right now, and there's a peak, and society adjusts and has a collective awakening to it, and then it goes down. There's another technological advancement.
And it's easy to write all this stuff when you go back in history and then make the wave fit to it, you know?
Yes.
So trying to predict from that was the problem. He was predicting 2012 to be something.
Yeah, he said
and
roughly.
He died and nothing happened, yeah.
Well, maybe something did happen, which is what we're discussing.
He died before 2012?
Yeah.
Yeah, he died in like 2000, I want to say.
So he was talking about this way early.
Yeah.
But he was also talking about the Mayan calendar, though.
He predicted a lot, though. When you think about social media and like everything that crazy that happened, I mean, he was kind of on point about like how crazy our reality would get.
Yeah.
Which it is crazy right now in a lot of ways.
Is it? I mean, I don't know. Like, here's the thing. When you're living in it, it seems pretty crazy. But then if you think about like the history of humans, it's been much crazier.
Well, we always weather the storm.
I mean, here's my thing is like, as a human, when you have these moments when you connect to other humans, like having a death experience, having a life experience, you know, just like having to kill things that you eat, having to be hungry. I don't know, whatever. It's very easy for kids of today to just have this digital experience and have no connection to other humans.
And that's normal for them. Yeah.
Like I picture our grandparents being in a circle and trying to talk about the things that they have all experienced. And I only bring this up because I feel like being connected to humans is probably more important than, because in order for the species to evolve, we have to evolve together. Like we can't evolve separately.
Not according to my theory.
What's that?
Do you guys not know my theory? You guys don't know my theory?
Well, American philosopher Wade Randolph.
If I've heard it before, I forgot.
What is your theory?
Okay, first of all, don't patronize me.
Sorry.
And secondly, this is based in stuff, okay? This isn't just my theory. And I'm going to write a movie, okay? And so this is all copywritten.
Okay.
This is on the record as being copywritten and trademarked.
I'm going
to Although I don't really have a name for it.
This podcast to myself. Does that work for copyright?
Yeah, and then don't open it. open it until you get sued, and then you'll have proof. No, here's what I think. I feel like I've said all this before, so I don't know how much of it's going to be redundant for the listener. But you know how there's kids? We talk about this a lot during ghost stories or whatever. There's kids who like have past lives, and they like really know their past lives, and they can see ghosts and stuff.
Indigo children or whatever. Yeah, just that they can connect to real facts of a past life.
I think it's just a matter of unlocking that and continuing where you left off. I think I don't think that the afterlife is perpetually reincarnation. I think you get out of it at some point, but I think there's a reincarnation angle. If I'm a human again, I'm hoping, well, I don't have any skills. It would be great if like Einstein came back and remembered some of his Einstein shit.
But there definitely are people that remember musical skills, but go on. Yes, for sure.
Well, that's all I'm saying. So like, there will be a time where humanity gets to a point where we understand that we've all lived lives before and we can unlock previous life experience organically if you're talented. And then I assume that we'll create some kind of device that parents can be like, okay, do you want, you know, like how like gene manufacturing is right now, where you can like sort of like, so like in the future, it's going to be like, okay, do you want your kid to like remember the past life and like have a, I mean, he'll test out of like most of school and he can just start working by the time he's like 10, he can just start working. He can just go into whatever field that he was good at. And the parents are going to have to make a choice and they're going to be like, well, do we want him to be behind or not? And also like, does personality come with that? Because like, I don't want some asshole as a kid.
Yeah. You know? Right.
So that's what's going to happen.
Genghis Khan is your kid.
I guarantee. Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Weird to like, that would like drop family tree lines basically. Cause it's like, well, I'm just worried about me, who I was before. It doesn't matter if you're my family before, because we're not actually family.
You have two trees.
Yeah, it would be insane. I think you would have one tree, but it would be like the alpha and the beta or something like that, right?
It'd be like a two-layered thing.
So you'd have to track your own life. So like companies would be out there to document our lives to sell them to the future versions of us to unlock them. Like, hey, you know, I know you.
That's
really
interesting. That's really interesting. Yeah. Like, because when you unlock it, you don't remember everything, right? Because that would fuck your brain up. You're like a 5-year-old and you remember your wife dying.
Yeah, I know, dude. I know.
Where'd my wife go? What body is she in now?
There's a kid.
Well, true. Oh, wait. But then that's good, too, where then you can go find her or whatever. I mean, that's a pretty good movie.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. The soulmates.
Cloud Atlas.
There's this.
Well, you got, wait, Willie. I want to get to that. But this is so fucking weird that Moles said Cloud Atlas, because is that what that is?
Roughly. Yeah.
Fuck.
No, I just came up with a whole thing that Cloud Atlas
already fucking did.
No, there's what you were describing did sound different. Like it's in contemporary times we find our past. It's different. Cloud Atlas is like slices of life from different timelines.
But they don't have any memories of their previous lives.
They don't. No.
Okay. Okay. Thank God. Because I thought of Cloud Atlas. You're good. And I was fuck, am I just doing Cloud Atlas? Is this just the true?
It's in the same like creative sphere, but
sure.
It's different.
Yeah. Okay.
You should watch
it. It's copywritten. Yeah. I did watch it. I don't remember a fucking second of it.
If you're writing,
I mean, Cloud Atlas, I'm saying your idea is awesome.
Oh, thanks. So, Willie, what are you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say one of the saddest things I've ever seen was this kid who remembered being a World War II pilot, and his family was trying to get him to move past his past life, right? Because he knew all the bombers, he knew all the people that he was with, and he knew where his plane went down, and so he had a funeral for himself so he could move on. So he went to where his plane crashed, and he was on a boat just like a little kid crying to say goodbye to his old life. I was like, dude, what the fuck is this? It's so sad. Because when I picture holding on to everything I love about my life and not wanting to let go and never wanting to die,
yeah,
if you could remember it again, like, oh man.
It's easier as a kid though, right? I mean, like I remember maybe it's just me, but I remember moving on pretty quickly from tragedies or traumas, right? Like, I don't know. It just didn't seem like it. I'm sure it like affected me psychologically and I'm still dealing with it. But at the time it was just kind of like, oh, whatever. It would be like having a cat die or something where you're like, oh, this is sad. But I'm saying goodbye to my past life that I don't even really understand what that is. You know what I mean? Like, it's sad. But then also, why would you want him to move past it rather than look into it? Because even if it's all bullshit, couldn't he have like a career in aeronautics?
Well, depending on how you die. So
right. Because I will say, I'm sorry to cut you off, Moles. The parents just really wanted to have a kid. So they really want pushed
their own,
for him.
They want their own so selfish bullshit. Like, why can't you have rosy cheeks? And why can't you be licking a lollipop? And he's like, but fucking World War II, dude.
I know, dude. I want to yell at you for being a kid. Like, you killed people.
So anyway, that's what's going to happen. And I don't think it has anything to do with all of us. And maybe it does have everything to do with all of us. Like, maybe your version of this whole us getting together thing necessitates multiple lives to understand to do that, because no one's going to do it in one life. No one's going to like, we got all fucking kumbaya and shit.
Like, we have to go through generations of individuals remembering their past lives and being just their true individual selves.
Well, my whole thing is this. Okay, like, think of like what's the biggest predator on Earth that's not a human?
Jaguar?
Lion?
Jaguar? Like, we beat the fuck out of them. They're like not even a challenge. Like, if us three came up against a lion, we would take it down.
Yeah, yeah.
It wouldn't be fun, but we could do it. We would pull
without
together.
Weapons, the three of us, I feel like we could take down a lion.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, we have if tools. The three of us got on top of a lion, that's 300 pounds at least. So it's probably like 500.
But I'd poke out
a
his
lion
eyes.
Weighs
somebody
like, what, 120?
Poke out his butthole, so he's like looking back.
Fucking, we'll fuck that guy up and we'll do all the fucking dirty tricks. I'll twist his thumb. I don't care.
I'll like take his tail and like choke him to death with his own tail.
I'm gonna tie him down and pull his teeth out with pliers, and then I'm gonna let him go. And when he comes at me again, I'm just gonna laugh.
He's just gonna starve to death because he took his teeth away.
Yeah, I don't care.
It's low. Yeah.
I'm a human. I won. We won. We're the best. And so the only reason, so here's, this is all part of it. We're going out into space and like these aliens, they're fucking much better than we are. They've already figured out all this stuff, but they're all like shy and afraid to like come and actually do shit, right? They could take us out if they wanted to, but they're like pussies. Or whatever. I don't know what they are, but like, we're going to fuck them up. It's just going to take like three generations for us to be like, oh, fucking aliens. Let's get them. They're They're cowards. We can get them. I remember the big alien thing, you know, in 2030. I remember that.
Like the weakest human how to could get just them. Punch through an alien skull. This space, less dense bones.
Well, if it was that easy, we wouldn't. I mean, yes, probably. But we got to get to them. And that means generations upon generations of like figuring out where they are and how to get to them. I think we're the ultimate predator. And I think the universe has bit off more than it can chew. And maybe we'll be the end of the world. And I don't care. That's fine. If we're the end of the entire world, like if we blow up the universe, that's pretty cool. No one's done that before.
Very impressive. Yeah.
So that's where I think we're headed. I think it's going to be evolutionary. And I need a term for it, like evolutionarily
suicidal.
It's like transcendental evolution because no, but it's the soul evolving.
It is. Okay. That's not bad. But then I also wanted to have something to do with like generations or something.
Oh, God.
Like,
okay. All right. That is like, too fixated on the end of the world. No.
Like that's just what happens because we're fuck ups deep down. But yeah. Like, well, that's not what we're supposed to do. I want it to be like generational. What did you say? You didn't say
transcendental evolution.
Transcendental.
Yeah.
Transcendental generational evolution or something like that. And then once you know who you actually used to be, like think of how much that would fuck up the economy and shit. Cause like if you used to be a Rockefeller and then you can have some sort of like rightful claim to like you know what I mean?
Like yeah. But then also you remember all the conversations you had where you like destroyed people below you. It's like,
yeah, but that's why you're the best, right?
And you know how to do it. You retain that knowledge of people, and
because like really like fuck everyone, like who cares? They're just like they might as well be like little lions. But I'm a generational transcendental evolutionist, and I'll kill everyone because I know I'm coming back. So there's like, yeah, this is you know that whole thing, like the thing that they say to the AIs, like, okay, there's a train and it's either going to go down the one track with the one person or the one track with the five people. You know, that whole thing,
the trolley paradox, or the, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. That the thing.
Problem.
Does it have a name?
Yes. Is it the trolley dilemma? It's literally called the trolley problem. Yep.
The trolley problem. It sounds like
it's a British thing, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, we don't call them trolleys, so sure. It's so we'll whimsical. Call
problems.
It sounds like who's the engine that could? What's his name? Thomas. Sounds like a Thomas the Tank Engine episode. The trolley problem. Lisa, I've got too many trolleys. What am I going to do with all of these trolleys?
One of them's going to bleed. Is it going to be one of five?
So, but I think that once you're generational, once you're a transcendental generational evolutioner, you're like, yeah, kill them. They might be more useful when they come back. Just kill everyone. It's fine.
They've got to experience their punishment for being stupid.
They got a couple lessons to learn.
You can get into like some weird psycho shit where you're just finding smart people to kill so that hoping that they'll come back. And that's like the next evolution of like a serial killer, right? There's so much shit here. I mean, this is my
Star It's like Wars. Time Cop and Sherlock Holmes.
It's got some Highlander too. Yeah.
And some Highlander and some fucking just like good vibes.
Yeah. I like it.
So that's going to be my opus. That's what I'm going to be working on this month. I actually did write that down that I should work on this and forgot about it until now. And I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
But really what I want to do is, and I'm sorry. Oh, should we go? Should we wrap it up?
Yeah, we should go.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. I don't want to give all my secrets. You got to pay to hear the rest of this. This is a great movie. Sounds if you good. Want to hear about it, you go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. You hear the rest of it because we're going to continue this conversation on our bonus episode, and it's called Real Life More Sci-Fi, and you can only get it on Patreon. And Aaron Moles, do you have anything to plug or say?
No, I'm just going into my hole and we're working on stuff too. So, you know, I don't have anything to plug. Maybe someday I will, and it'll be amazing. So I don't know. We're still alive. I think we largely agree on that. Regardless,
I think we're alive. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love for us to be dead, but not if it's like this. Not if it's like this.
This is purgatory. We're going to reach the end point at some point, but not today.
I hope when I die that I don't have the feeling that I'm dying.
What do you mean? Like, what? How do you mean that?
I don't want to know. I was choking on some cauliflower today, and I had to stand up and yell to like push it out of my throat.
Oh wow!
Ah!
God, you're weird.
And it sucked, man. And I'm like, yeah, dude. I picture myself getting older, and like, am I going to be able to push that?
So
out
you,
of my
yeah.
throat?
So you don't want to, yeah. You don't want to die by asphyxiation, basically.
I don't want to die going like, oh fuck, because I've had that feeling a couple times where I'm like, okay, like I'll just go out into the hallway so someone can find me and it'll maybe I won't have that much brain damage.
I feel like I would get over it. I remember when I was under all those people in the pool and I couldn't get any air because they kept pushing me down. They didn't know they were doing this.
I had a similar experience once too.
I was thinking like, this could be the end. And maybe it's like 30 years of hindsight or whatever, but I swear I was okay with it. I swear I was like, well, this is the end. And yeah, it's like panic and shit. I'm not saying I was like super cool, but like, I don't think dying is the bad part. I think like the worrying is, right? It's like the stress of worry. And that's why asphyxiation would be one of the worst ones, because you're immediately going like, oh, fuck. Whereas like a gunshot to the head,
you don't even know you die. That's why I'm like, that's why I can kind of see the idea of ghosts being like, oh, they don't know they're dead. Like they just died.
Well, we haven't even talked about this and we got to wrap this up, but we could all be ghosts.
True.
Have you seen the Nicole Kidman response to Sixth Sense?
The Others?
No.
The Others. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they're dead, but they don't know it. It's a great movie. It's a fun way to kind of flip the Sixth Sense thing on its head, where it's like, oh, what if Sixth Sense took place from? Well, I guess Sixth Sense is kind of from whatever. We should end the episode. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. We're going to continue talking about this stuff, and it's very fun, and we're good at it. And thanks, Moles.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.
I wish you had some whistle that you always did. And the listeners were waiting to hear your whistle.
That would be great.
Oh my God, I can't whistle now. What the fuck? I used to be able to really.
Yeah, when's the last time you tried? Because it goes away. It goes away.
What?
You got to blow much harder. Blow much harder.
Wow. Nothing. I've There's never nothing. Not been able to whistle as far as I know. I'm sorry, audience.
I forgot how to lip whistle. I have to tongue whistle now.
Oh, I kind of did it. It's coming back.
What's the theme song? Let's all whistle the theme song. How does it go?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm not getting it.
Oh, got it. Okay. But I'm doing the tongue whistle. I can't do the lip whistle anymore.
I just did the lip whistle. Just figured it out.
All right. See you guys next time. Oh, and I didn't say the thing. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. Bye.